There's a fundamental difference in the brains of wealthy people, which means that they are always going to be wealthier than those who don't have money. Let me share with you five reasons why in this video.
Welcome to the Health Burner Show. My name is Uriel Kim. If you're a health practitioner or coach looking to build a successful virtual health practice that allows you to help more people, make a lot more money, and enjoy a greater quality of life in the process, then this is the podcast for you to listen to. Let's dive in.
Hey guys, what's going on? Uriel King here, CEO and founder of Healthpreneur. We help health professionals and coaches scale their businesses online without the grind and help them create wealth in the process, in the service of many other people. And one of the most common things that I've noticed in my journey of being in business for nearly 20 years and having gone from rags to riches myself is the fundamental difference in how wealthy people think and act differently versus those who don't have money with respect to money and their finances and how they approach life. And I want to share five such differences in this video. And the reason this is important is because I have a fundamental belief that wealth is learned, it's not earned. And if you don't understand this stuff, you will always be behind the eight ball. If you are a business owner, an entrepreneur who wants to create financial freedom in your life, you have to understand that it is 100% in your control. I don't care about your situation or your environment or your upbringing or anything else, because for every single one of those situations, there are countless other examples of people who have crushed it in life. So don't let those excuses hold you back. You have the potential to create something amazing with your life and your business and your finances. So let's dive into the five ways wealthy people think differently with respect to money than those who are a bit more poor. So the first way is that wealthy people invest and poor people save. And what I mean by this is it's a fundamental difference in their mindset. A saving mindset is one of holding on and protecting what you have. It's preservation, it's limitation, right? It comes from a fundamental mindset around, I don't have enough, therefore I must hold on to what I have. And you can never create abundance from a place of scarcity. So does that mean you shouldn't save money? No, I'm not saying that, but it's the mindset of I have to save and hoard and hold on to everything. And that's a problem because you cannot expand from a place of contraction. Now, wealthy people, by contrast, focus on investing. And yes, investing money into vehicles that will multiply. But again, from a mindset perspective, they don't look at money as something they have to hold on to necessarily. Obviously, they don't want to lose it, but they look at money as something that creates leverage and growth for them. And they understand that the only way to grow is by investing in yourself, in your business, in opportunities. And so the mindset is one of expansion. So when I say investing, I mean expansion. When I think of saving, I mean scarcity. And that's the fundamental difference. So if I look back, you know, I mean, there's countless gurus out there talking about like save $5-$6 a day on lattes. If you don't drink a latte every day, not only will you have a miserable life, but maybe someday you'll be rich. I'm like, fuck that. I'm gonna have a latte. In fact, I'm going to have a couple espressos if I want to. I'm going to enjoy the pleasures of life. And that's me. I would rather expand my means than somehow shrink my way to retirement, which is another lie, and enjoy life in the process. So if you're someone who's like, I can't stand couponing and budgeting and saving money on friggin' lattes and not having the occasional dinner out because I feel bad because Susie Orman said I shouldn't do that and I should invest in my 401k, which by the way, is not going to get you anywhere. If you're tired of that friggin' nonsense, you have to think about how can you expand your means. It's not about, I'm not saying you should just be frivolous with your money, obviously, right? But instead of focusing on just like, I can't enjoy the little pleasures in my life, focus on how you can expand your means by adding more value into the world, make more money, and have that investor mindset of growth. In my first 3 years of business, so when I came online in 2005, the first three and a half years were a real struggle. And I'll tell you why they were a struggle. There was a couple reasons. Fundamentally, I was doing everything myself. I wanted to stay small. I wanted to save money. I didn't want to spend on anything. And I spent 3 years hovering around poverty line income. And none of that changed. Like, it was just a grind every single day. It wasn't so much about the action or lack thereof. It was more of a mindset. And that all changed in 2010 when I committed to going to 3 live events and hiring a coach. Now, those investments, like the tickets and the coaching program I invested in, they were more money than I made in the previous year. I didn't have the money. What I did have was 2 credit cards, and I threw them on my credit cards, and they were the best decision I ever made because at the time, although it put me into a little bit of a hole, I knew that that was the only way I could get out. I needed to invest in my future as opposed to thinking to myself, I don't have the money, I can't do this. Does that make sense? So that leads to the second big fundamental difference between how wealthy and poor people think differently is poor people say to themselves, I can't. Wealthy people ask a better question, which is, how can I? And this is one of the fastest ways I can tell if someone is going to have a great life or a life that is fully limited by what's possible for them. So how this shows up is just think on a day-to-day life, day-to-day existence. Oh, that's too expensive. I can't afford that. I can't tell you how many times I've heard people utter those words, whether it's a plane ticket or a meal at a restaurant or investing in some type of coaching or anything. Oh, that's too expensive. I could never afford that. As soon as someone utters those words, I'm like, you're a failure. You're not going anywhere in life. Now, I know that's obviously very, very harsh because we can, you know, unlearn that stuff. But this is a fixed mindset. A fixed mindset is one where it's almost like you have two brick walls on either side of your head, and it's impossible for you to see and expand beyond those. By contrast, a growth mindset is one of possibility. So wealthy individuals focus on how can I make this happen? And I remember when my kids were small and they were, you know, teaching them how to do anything, whether it's like put on their seatbelts or, you know, put on their shoes, and their default was, I can't do this. And I was like, cool. Well, remember what we talk about, guys. We turn that statement that limits us into a positive opportunity of a question, which is, how can I do this? How can I put my shoe on? Because when you ask a question like that, your brain, your mind is seeking solutions. When you say, I can't, you've literally put a brick wall in front of you where there is no possible solution. Like there's not even a consideration or conversation around, hey, maybe we can find a way. It's like, no, I just can't do this. And you can't help people at that. They are absolutely uncoachable and you can't help them. And this, I share this from personal experience, working with thousands and thousands and thousands of everyday people with their health. And then obviously the last couple of years helping entrepreneurs grow their businesses. And it's so shockingly alarming how one sentence out of someone's mouth tells you everything about how they live their life. So wealthy people, they open their horizons with opportunity-based questions around how can I make this happen, as opposed to statements that limit them. So that's the second way wealthy and poor people think differently. The third way is wealthy people admire other rich and successful people, and poor people resent them. So here's the thing, is there's this thing called cognitive dissonance. Essentially what that means is, well, to some degree, we will not become what we despise, right? If you don't like something, you will not become that. So if you have a fundamental issue with people who have money, then guess what? You are not going to have money, because why would you become the thing that you don't like? This is going to cause cognitive dissonance in your head, because you're moving towards something that in your head, you're like, I don't want to be this type of person, yet I'm moving towards this, you know, being this type of person. At least this is the story you're conjuring up in your mind. So a quick story around this was, I was out for a drive with some friends. There was five of us. So we had, I was driving my McLaren. Another buddy was driving his. We had a Ferrari with us. Whatever, a couple guys that have supercars, right? And so we're driving outside to small country towns because, you know, open roads, beautiful time to drive. And we drive through this small town to take a little break. And we park on the side of the street just to take a little break. And this person, this woman in a pickup truck, just like a beater, like run down, about to fall apart, she drives by and she shouts out the window, "You rich pricks." And I was like, wow. What else is there to say? Right? What else can I say? When you see people like that, you understand why they're in their situation, right? There is almost like this disdain for people who have wealth. And I understand there's a lot of disparity in the world. And I think a lot of this comes down to conditioning. And I'm not saying that people who have money are always benevolent. Yes, there are a lot of people who have massive amounts of money who are not good people. And there's also, I would say, even more people who have a lot of money who are good people. But the problem is that we're fed these lies and stories. If you think of Disney movies, this is a great example of how this starts, right? You have a Disney movie as an example, and there's a good and a bad guy, right? Bad guy is usually skinny, or opulent and rich, and is just an asshole and is like the evil person. And then you have this good person who is poor and doesn't have any clothing. These are how, from a cultural perspective, these types of stories get embedded into our subconscious, and they don't support us from a very, very young age. Now, I'm not saying it's Disney's fault why we have this mindset, but stuff like this doesn't help. So what I'm trying to get at here is that you cannot become what you despise. If you want to build wealth, if you want to have more money, if you want to have, you know, the finer things in life, you have to catch yourself in response to how you perceive people who have that stuff. Do you get jealous of other people who make more money than you? Do you start to get angry or belittle them because of their success. Or if there's any kind of negative emotion or mindset toward them, you got to catch yourself. Because if you don't catch yourself, it's very, very hard for you to move into that direction, because subconsciously, even if you're not aware of it, you're fundamentally saying, I don't like this, therefore I will not move toward this. And even if you take actions in your business to build wealth and start to accumulate, you will sabotage yourself because you are becoming the very thing that you despise. So start to admire those who have built wealth. Start to be curious to say, how did they do that? How did they help the world or their community or their marketplace through what it is they're doing? As opposed to just automatically making statements like, you're an asshole. And here's the thing, guys, like online, there's a lot of nonsense. Like I get people all the time just dropping comments, you know, on my stuff, being like, ha ha ha, you made all your money teaching health professionals how to make money. I'm like, you don't even know who I am, and you have no clue about the journey that I've gone through, right? I've helped 500,000 people to better health. And even if I didn't do that, what's wrong with helping people make money if I can help people make money, right? I'm always coming from a place of like, teach what you've personally mastered. But what I'm trying to get at here is like, a lot of people have issues with people who make money. A lot of people have issues with people who teach people how to make money. That's not your problem. That's their problem. Don't let one or two people bring you down, okay? You have to focus on your path, and you have to focus on what it is you want to build in your life, and understand that the vast majority of people, very sadly, are NPCs, non-player characters. If you've watched the movie Free Man, I think it's called, or whatever it is, unfortunately, that's just the way it is. And you have to kind of elevate yourself out of that and hopefully elevate more of humanity to wake up and see the opulence that is offered in front of us every single day. So, fourth way that wealthy people think differently than poor: wealthy people are bigger than their problems, and poor people are smaller than their problems. Again, when I was starting my business way back in the day, I made the conscious, it was almost a conscious decision, to be honest, to stay small. And I actually wanted to stay under $30,000 a year because I was in Canada. I stayed as a sole proprietor and I didn't want to make more than that. And here's why. Because if I did, I would have to start claiming HST, which is one of the taxes in Canada, which is 13%. I would have to start charging it, remitting it, whatever. And it was such a small way of thinking. And I'm like, for 3 years, that was one example. I didn't want to grow big because I thought, well, if I grow the business too big, I'm going to have, you know, have to pay more in tax. I'm going to have more complications. I'm going to have to, you know, hire and lead and manage people. And all of this stuff kept me playing small. The reality is that if you can resonate with that, for me, what I realized was like, I just needed to grow and learn about this stuff. Because as I started to understand about how to build a business, how to structure a corporation, how, you know, taxes worked, I started to realize like, this is actually not that bad. We generally do not like what we don't understand. So the easiest way to like something is just start to learn about it. As I've said before, wealth is learned, it's not earned. The more you learn about wealth, the more you will like it, the more you will attract into your life. If you don't like selling, it's usually because you're not good at it or you don't understand it. I was in that position for many, many years. And then I started to study it and really practice it and get good at it. And I love sales because I think it's the ultimate way to serve someone. But that was a mindset shift as I started to learn about this stuff. So generally when we poo-poo stuff, it's because we don't like it or we don't understand it more specifically. And it's also the fundamental reason why there's so much conflict in this world is this group of people don't like this group of people fundamentally because they don't understand them, right? They think they're different, but we're not. We're all the same, right? We're all from the one source, although we have kind of conditioned ourselves, you know, in various paths. So it's not the size of the problem that matters. It's the size of you that matters. And if you have a problem you're dealing with in your business, with your finances, that's not the problem. You are the problem. And I say that with all the love in the world because it puts you in a position of power to recognize that you simply have to grow bigger than your problems. As Jim Rohn famously says, don't wish for things to get easier, wish for you to get better. I think that's one of the best taglines to live life by. In business, it never gets easier. You just get better. If you are working out, you continually lift heavier weights as you get stronger. So it doesn't get easier if you're starting at 5 pounds and then eventually go to 40. Like, it's getting harder, but because you are getting stronger and better, relatively, it feels a bit easier. And if you were to go back to those 5 pounds, it'd be like, no problem, right? So life is about growth. Life is about expansion. And the biggest fundamental difference that I've noticed in the most successful people that I've surrounded myself with is just like they constantly grow. And this leads me to my fifth and final point here, is that wealthy individuals focus on constantly learning and growing, and poor people have all the answers, right? because they think they know it all. I'm sure there are countless examples you can think about. But I remember there was someone who was going through or interested in our Money Code program, which if you want to check it out, the link is in the description below. And he said, oh, I know this stuff already. I'm like, yeah, that's why you're poor, buddy. So you know everything, right? And the reality is I don't know everything. I can only share what my experience has taught me up until this point. But I can promise you it was 1,000 times more than where this guy was at. And he thought that he had all this stuff already figured out. And that's really sad. I mean, you can't help people like that. The thing that I've recognized in life is the people that need your help the most want it the least. And there's nothing you can do about that. Some people are just not salvageable or savable at this point in time, and maybe not by you. And so initially, although sometimes that bothers me, it's like, man, like you have Pandora's box right here in front of you. Here's the key. Like, it's not maybe not the be all and end all solution for the rest of your life, but it's going to get you a hell of a lot farther from where you are. And so wealthy individuals understand that they just need one nuance, one idea to change the game for them. And it's not about, oh, I know this already. It's how well am I applying this? How well am I living this? See, a lot of poor people and those who struggle in life, they're always looking for the new thing. Oh, I know this already. I've heard this already. That's fine, but that's not what it's about. Wealthy people understand that they have to be reminded of the stuff they already know to actually do it. So they're constantly revisiting stuff that they already know because they understand there are nuances that they're simply not aware of. And they are terrified by their blind spots. Chris Hemsworth, Thor, watching a really cool series that he has on Disney called Limitless, really, really amazing. And here's a guy who is arguably the fittest actor on the planet, right, in terms of his physical body. And yet he is obsessed with the little nuances and details that can get him to the next level, right? So he does this whole series to look at what can promote my longevity, etc. And you could easily say, okay, this is a guy who knows everything about fitness, but he's not like that. He's constantly looking to learn and grow and find those nuances and details to get the next level edge. And this is the difference between those that struggle and those who optimize, right? Those who optimize are high performers. High performers, they go crazy because they're not aware of their blind spots, and they're aware that they have blind spots. So they're always seeking out help and they're always looking to grow to shed light on those blind spots, right? And by contrast, those who struggle in life and especially financially are those who are like, well, I kind of know that already. Yet they don't do it, right? There are many, many people in this world who are like, yeah, like I know it. I mean, listen, I've heard it. You got to eat well, you got to sleep, you got to drink water, but they're not doing it. So you don't know it unless you're living it. And so it's not about, I know that already. It's about asking the question, how well am I doing that? How well am I living that? And if the results speak for themselves, well, if you don't have the financial success that you want in life, you have to understand that if you're here and you want to be here, the only reason you're not there is because there are things you simply do not know, or there are things you think you know, but aren't quite so. And the sooner you come to terms with that, and the more open you are to learning, the faster you'll go from where you are to where you want to be. And unfortunately, there is always going to be a large disparity in this world, guys, and that's never going to change. There are always people that are going to succeed, the small percentage, and the vast majority are not. And as much as I want to do my part to kind of course correct that, and hopefully I can during my time on this planet, the reality is that some people are just so asleep and unwilling to open their mind and learn about what's possible for them that there's only so much you can do. So first and foremost, I commend you for watching this and being here, because the very fact that you're watching this video tells me that you are someone who is serious about building their wealth, about building a better future, about changing their current situation. And I really want you to acknowledge yourself for that, because the very fact that you're even thinking about this is the most important piece. The details will handle themselves over time. But the very fact that you are inquiring about this and doing the work and doing the research and learning how to get better is the most important piece of this. So again, I want to applaud you and commend you for that, because this is where it all starts. So those are five, again, like there are many more ways that wealthy people think differently than poor, but those are five big ones that I've noticed in my time, in my journey. And if you've enjoyed this, you know what to do, hit the subscribe button, drop a comment below if you like, and I'll see you there.
If you've enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe to the Healthpreneur Show podcast. And while you're there, I'd really appreciate it if you left a 5-star rating or review if you feel it merited that. At the same time, if you'd like to connect with me, the best place to do so is on Instagram. You can find me. I am at Healthpreneur. And be sure to tune in and subscribe to our YouTube channel on YouTube. Just search healthpreneur, and you'll find all of our great videos there as well. That's all for today. I appreciate your time and your attention. Keep doing the meaningful work that you are doing, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.